Of course he would, sir.
Here, take a gospel card. We show you why he rebuked this church. All the churches, false gospels that's linked to the world. If you haven't come out of the world, you have a false gospel. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice and they follow me. You're all of the world. Sports, politics, entertainment, feminization, carnality. This is not biblical worship.
You didn't hear what I said.
You said he would not rebuke the churches.
He walked away. He walked away because he doesn't understand the truth of God. He has not ears to hear or eyes to see. But those that do will listen to the truth that will come out. Can I help you, young man?
Hi, how are you?
Doing good. My name's Tubos.
Tubos?
Yeah, there's no way I can hear you, but I'll try.
I know, it's kind of
this
loud.
This is carnal, worldly, false churchianity. This is not of God.
What makes you say that?
Because the gospel of the shed blood of Jesus Christ and his resurrection calls you to repentance, and that's where we our agreement with the church system stops. We all believe Jesus died and shed his blood for us, but Jesus' first ministry words were repent or perish. Repentance is change your mind, change your ways. All you people have done is what I used to do. Ready? When I was an evangelical, before I was born again, I had my worldly carnal life full of pride and vanity. I used to be a bodybuilder, dressing like the culture, acting like the culture, sports, TV, movies, politics, entertainment. Sunday, I'd go to church and worship God in this kind of garbage, and the rest of my life I was living in swill. The gospel of Jesus Christ calls you out of the church system that's false and calls you out of the world. If you haven't come out of the world, young man, you are not of Jesus. You have a false savior. What's your name? You're Colton. You're on the... We're going to have video. I'm making an audio right now.
It's great.
We exposed Skillet. I don't know much about you. Skillet played at Hellfest. I got John Cooper on stage. Devil horns. All the people in the audience passing people. Devil horns.
It's actually the symbol for rock and roll.
Yeah, which rock and roll is satanic.
Doesn't have to be.
What is rock and roll means? Music and have sex. That's what originally meant. Rock, roll is sex. Cooper sells, and you do, sells the things of God. Sells the things of God to make money. I don't know if you're a millionaire. Cooper is. Multi-million. What did Jesus do in John 2 when men were selling the things of God for profit? He made a whip and turned over tables.
Right. They were also inside of a church.
What? Who's the temple today?
We are the church, but we're the church in the world.
No, we're not of the world.
We are in the world.
Yeah, and you're making profit, Colton.
The Bible says...
Colton Dixon, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Colton Dixon, I love you. You're a worldly, carnal man that's deceived by a false Jesus. You're into fleshly music and entertainment. You're following a false gospel, and I'm here lovingly to tell you that. Your video is going to be up on my website, and I might, just so you know, I might do an exposing of you. I already have one of Cooper. So when people search it and they say, John Cooper exposed, is he biblical? They go, oh, this ministry says he's not. And I give them all the biblical reasons. I'll do the same for you because I love you. If you look up Life Light eventually, it'll show up on the internet. But the reason we're here, I don't make money. I retired early. We live in a camper van. We sold everything we own to travel the country and preach Christ crucified, not to entertain people. This is not worship, sir. This is fleshly entertainment.
Okay.
And I'm not going to go real deep with you, but since you're a musician, I want to cast this on you. Wait, can I cast this on you?
No, you can't.
The New Testament didn't even use instruments.
This isn't a conversation, actually.
What can you teach me biblically?
Actually, that's not true. I did a paper on
this
in high school.
Where are they in the New Testament?
They refer back to Psalms quite often.
No, they don't. No, they don't. By example, okay. They
this
never used it. Can you give me anything biblical? I'll listen to anything biblical.
Praying for you guys.
I'll listen to anything biblical. So there you go. That's one of the entertainers here.
I caught him as he's going by.
Thank you, Sister Robin. Colton Dixon. He's pretty famous. Yeah. But there you go. When you preach the gospel, look at, he says it's one-way conversation. But guess what? He couldn't open the Bible. I said, tell me something biblical. He walks away.
Right.
We'll be putting a testing up about him for the love of him and our neighbor.
Amen.
Yeah, so that was pretty good. We're preaching the gospel. We run into people in the streets. That's why we go to these places, to these goat farms. Colton Dixon, kind of famous singer. He can't open the Bible.
He runs away when he says, oh, this is a one-way conversation. I said, Colton, open your Bible and tell me something biblical.
One, two, hey,
tell
hey,
me
hey,
something
hey,
biblical, Colton. Colton had to flee. Colton had to flee. He couldn't tell me anything biblical. That's what's going on at these places. Supposedly, this is about biblical Christianity, but men can't open their Bibles and tell you the truth. They can't go to Scripture because this isn't rooted in Scripture. This is rooted in flesh, carnality, sin, worldliness, and wickedness. And we love our neighbor enough to stand here and shine the light and tell you the wrath of God is coming for you, neighbor, unless you repent and walk in holiness. Unless you obey Christ, the wrath of God is coming for you. Unless you're born of the biblical gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, repentance to him. Come out of every false way, your flesh and the world and false churchianity ways. Be born from above by the Spirit of God, which changes your heart, your desires. You no longer want the things of the world. Test yourself, young man. We love you. You no longer want the ways of the world. You want the ways of truth, righteousness, holiness, obedience. And then you must endure. I got all these Calvinistic Christians telling me that they're saved. They know they're saved no matter what. The Bible does not teach that anywhere. We have the hope of salvation. But all over the New Testament, Jesus said you must endure. In the Gospels, Paul, all over the New Testament, says you must endure in holiness and righteousness. All over the letters of the Bible, the different letters, the epistles, John, Peter, Paul, tell us you must endure in a saving faith. But if you're not walking in the biblical gospel and you're born of churchianity, you're born of every false way, you're going to lose your soul on judgment day. Wrath is coming for this carnal Christianity. Do not be deceived. God will not be mocked. Whatsoever you sow, you're going to reap. You're sowing to the flesh today. Christ is coming in flaming fire, neighbor. Jesus is so good and worthy and true to be lifted up. We don't want you to lose your soul for the temporal things. This is all temporal Christianity. Corruptible. Are you living for that which is incorruptible? Your life's not built on the incorruptible if you're here. This is all corruptible. Ready to be burnt up. Ready to be destroyed in the fire and the wrath of God. Seek the eternal. Open the Holy Scriptures. Read what Jesus said about the world and hypocrisy. You're living and walking in hypocrisy today. You're not walking in spirit and truth. You're not living for the kingdom of God. You're living for your flesh and the favor of man. In Matthew 7, our master tells us, you know a tree by its fruit. I see the fruit of this place. I see carnality and sin. I see worldliness and harlotry in how you dress. I see pride and vanity. Proverbs 6:17 tells us that a proud look is an abomination. I see jewelry, makeup, harlotry dress in men and women. Not holiness. God put men in clothes and women in clothes. They're a sin covering. They're not a fashion statement. Sin coverings are not to make you look good. They're to make you know that man fell into sin. That's just one issue. The false gospel that's everywhere in the church systems around the world with a false Jesus. The pagan holidays, Christmas and Easter and Good Friday, ordained by the Roman Catholics, not by Jesus Christ.
Revelation 22 tells us one lie will keep you outside of the kingdom. Believing your church system is of God is a lie. It's going to keep you out of the kingdom, neighbor. Believing that you could be like the world and find eternal life is a lie. It's going to keep you out of the kingdom, neighbor. Not obeying every word of God that's for today. Some pre-Torah things and then the New Testament law. You're not keeping that today. The Bible says, be ye holy. Without holiness, no one will see God. This is not holy. If you're here, you're not holy. You're worldly and carnal and deceiving yourself that you're going to find eternal life. It's loving and true to lift up the biblical Savior. Brother Jude says, earnestly contend for the faith once delivered. You're not contending for the faith when you live for this type of swill. You're living for your flesh. You're living for a church system. You're living for carnal music that is not going to move you towards the kingdom of God. There's actually a kingdom of Satan. The church systems are in it. 2 Corinthians 4:4. The church systems are in it. The politics, sports, and entertainment are in it. The kingdom of Satan. And then there's a kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is found in Christ, in his people, and it's not of this world. So the churches are of the kingdom of Satan. You have to repent of the kingdom of Satan and flee to Christ, turn from your ways and repent, and you can find new life. What a glorious Savior. So loving, merciful, and grace, full of grace. But guess what? If you don't flee, if you don't turn, if you don't forsake your sin, the Bible says no willful sin will be forgiven. Hebrews 10, 26, 27. Just a fiery judgment will devour the adversaries. You're going to be devoured by the wrath of God unless you obey Christ in spirit and truth. Jesus said few are going to find eternal life. That word few means a puny number in Matthew 7. A puny number of people are going to find eternal life. Look around you. Thousands here. They said there'll be 30,000 here today. A puny number of you are going to find eternal life. If any. But broad is the road to destruction. But narrow is the path that leads to eternal life. And Jesus told us in Luke 13, strive to enter through the straight way. That word strive, all these people we talked about here, they believe they got it, it's wrapped up, I'm going to heaven no matter what, I just believe. Oh no, Satan just believes. That word strive means fight. You got to fight for salvation because of what Christ did. Why? Because we work our way to salvation? No. You're the weak link. I'm the weak link. We got to fight through our flesh, this culture, and all the false church ways to abide in Christ. John 15. Unless you're abiding in Christ, you have no hope of eternal life to come, neighbor. Open the scriptures. Turn off the music. Stop going to your pagan Sunday church services. Open the scriptures. Study and read to find that which is good, pure, true, worthy, noble. Philippians 4:8. That's what's glorifying to the Father. In John it says, it pleases him to know his children walk in the truth. You're not walking in the truth of Jesus Christ today.